Earlier this month, the State Education Department released results from the first standardized test tied to the new Common Core standards adopted by over 40 states. As predicted, scores dropped dramatically, the results of new tests, far more challenging standards, and the state's rocky implementation that in many instances was so seriously flawed that students were tested on material they had not yet been taught. Just as predictable were the hysterical headlines and the doomsday cries from self-proclaimed reformers who see this as an opportunity to profit off education. These deformers, as I like to call them, no doubt will soon begin unpacking their snake oil remedies. Claiming to speak for parents, they'll be calling for the firing of teachers, closing schools, opening quick-fix charter schools, and expanding so-called choice. The reality is that these test scores can be interpreted in many different ways, and the state has made clear that the scores represent a resetting of the bar, what they see as a new baseline, and not a step backwards by students or teachers. Also, the reality is that parents have spoken, and spoken in ways quite different from what the critics allege. In fact, parents have a clear understanding of what's going on. They know what works, and they know what's needed. At school board meetings, in letters and petitions, in forum after forum, and joining with educators 20,000 strong at the One Voice United rally in Albany back in June, parents loudly denounced the trend toward an over-reliance on standardized testing. They spoke in one loud and clear voice, calling for an investment in the time and tools needed to strengthen their own local schools. And the new national poll validates what we've been hearing in New York. Parents overwhelmingly believe that public schools are the most important institution for the future of their communities and the nation. By wide margins, they choose strong neighborhood schools over any of the alternatives pushed by the privateers and profiteers, rejecting more charter schools, vouchers, and budget cuts. In fact, 77% of parents choose investing more in public education to make their public schools stronger and safer. With respect to standardized testing, 60% feel that there is already way too much time and energy devoted to testing, and not enough time spent on educating the whole child. They stand firmly with teachers in supporting smaller classes with more individualized attention for their children, greater access to the arts, music, and extracurricular activities, and they oppose spending cuts that have slashed billions of dollars from education. Parents and teachers believe in the promise of public education, helping all children reach their dreams. They know that strong public schools are a necessity if our state and our national economy is going to be strong in the years to come. And parents clearly see that strong public schools for all children is a basic civil right. Working together, parents and teachers are, and will continue to be, an unstoppable force to fulfill the promise of public education as a pathway to opportunity for all children. What's needed now is for New York State to stop looking toward the so-called reformers and start listening to parents, teachers, and the educational community. In other words, to start getting it right.